Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text today is the psalm appointed for this, the fifth Sunday of Easter, which is, as we read before, Psalm 150. It's the last psalm in the book of Psalms and perhaps was written as a conclusion to this book of songs, as one final exclamation of praise to God, one final hallelujah. I'd like to read it again. It states, praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His acts of power. Praise Him for His surpassing greatness. Praise Him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and the lyre. Praise Him with tambourine and dancing. Praise Him with strings and flute. Praise Him with the clash of cymbals. Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When we read this psalm in English, we generally open and close the psalm with these words or this exclamation, praise the Lord. But the literal word in Hebrew is hallelujah. And hallelujah simply means praise Yahweh, which we then translate in English as praise the Lord. Oftentimes in hymns, you'll see this written as Alleluia, with an A in the front instead of an H. But all that is the Greek translation of the Hebrew word. But again, translated, it literally means praise the Lord. And so every time we sing this word Alleluia in a hymn, which we do a lot in this Easter season, we're actually singing, praise the Lord. In fact, in the 34 hymns, Easter hymns, that are in our Lutheran service book, our Lutheran hymnal, I counted up, we sing the word Alleluia some 177 times. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. What we're saying is Jesus Christ is risen today. Praise the Lord. The strife is o'er. The battle done. Now be the song of praise begun. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. O sons and daughters of the King, whom heavenly hosts in glory sing, today the grave has lost its sting. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Good Christian friends, rejoice and sing. Now is the triumph of our King. To all the world be glad and glad news we bring. Alleluia. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Over and over again, we sing our alleluias to God throughout this Easter season as we reflect upon and remember the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and His victory over death and the grave. And so it seems fitting that this psalm would be appointed as one of our Easter psalms. But also that this psalm should be the concluding psalm and the final alleluia and amen to the book of Psalms. It's also fitting that this exclamation of praise should be so prominent in our songs and prayers and messages of Easter also. But what about when we're not living in the afterglow of our Easter celebrations? What about when we go back to the mundane monotony of our daily lives and the daily grind? Or worse yet, what about when we become engulfed in trials and struggles and sorrows of life that always seem to come living in a sinful, fallen, broken world? Do we still feel like praising the Lord and singing hallelujah when the roof starts to leak or we can't find suitable employment? How about when our marriage isn't going so well? Or when the children are getting in with the wrong crowd? What about when our health and our strength are waning? Or we are lonely or sick or maybe just stressed out? Or maybe when we lose a loved one. It's easy to praise the Lord when we've just won the championship. How about when we've just lost the championship? It's easy to praise the Lord when life is good. What about when it's not? In Job 13, after Job had lost virtually everything he had, all of his children, all of his servants, all of his livestock, even his home, this is what he said: "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." And then, after losing his own health, he went on to say this: "Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him." And I'm sure you remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, just before he was about to throw them into the fiery furnace, they said, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O king. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold that you have set up." You see, we don't worship God and give him praise because he does good things for us. And we still, as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego showed us, we don't stop giving God praise when he doesn't do good things for us. We worship and praise him because he is worthy of our praise and our worship. He's the creator of this world. He's the king over all of his creation. We praise him, as the psalmist said in 150, for his surpassing greatness and his acts of power. Whether we are living in a time of plenty or a time of want, whether we are healthy or sick, happy or sad, whatever our life circumstance, God is still always worthy and deserving of our praise and our worship, because his character and his nature and his essence never change. Now, we may find it easier to praise him and more natural to praise him when the abundance of his goodness is flowing freely in our lives. And in our prayers, we should recognize those gifts from God and praise him for them. But those specific blessings should never be the reason for nor the source of our praise. Rather, we should sing forth his praises even in the hard times and the sad times and the lonely times and the hurting times. Because even then, God is still God. And His acts of power and His surpassing greatness never change and they never go away. You see, no trial we face or struggle that we endure can ever change the power and the greatness that God has demonstrated in the suffering and the death and the resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. No sorrow and no loss can ever, that we encounter, can ever take away the forgiveness that is ours, that's been given to us, nor the life with God in eternity that God has already prepared for us because of Jesus' victory over sin and over death. Every moment of every day, we stand before God as forgiven and saved people because of the greatness and the power of God. Again, shown and given to us through the person and the work of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. And nothing in all the world can ever change that. And thus, in good times and in bad times and in healthy times and sick times and whatever times, God is worthy and God is deserving of our praise. He is deserving of our alleluias. Elevation Worship sings in their song, Praise, these words. I'll praise in the valley, praise on the mountain. I'll praise when I'm sure, praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when I feel it, and I'll praise when I don't. I'll praise because I know you're still in control. I'll praise because you're sovereign, praise because you reign, praise because you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise because you're faithful, praise because you're true, praise because there's nobody greater than you. And thus it is our duty, and it is our privilege to praise the Lord, to praise Him in His sanctuary, to praise Him as we go about our daily lives, to praise Him with the sound of the organ or the wind instruments or the stringed instruments, praise Him with our voices raised in robust song or in quiet prayer, to praise Him with every breath in our lungs and every beat of our hearts. Our God is worthy, and our God is deserving. And thus, everyone and everything that has breath should praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.